Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
The difference between us and other sites that are out there, when you want to make an offer or bid, you can make an offer online and do the entire transaction process.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of the Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com/guide.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Eric Eckhart. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome to the show, and Eric is joining us from New York City, New York, where he is the vice president at Hubzu.com, which is the first effective online transaction platform to buy and sell homes online. And we're going to let Eric talk to us a little bit about what that means in English. And he is also, that company's been named one of the top technology real estate firms. Prior to that, he was the founder of Eckhart Holdings, which launched startup companies like Zonic Realty and Online Brokerage, and non-real estate related, but certainly ties into who he is and how he got to where he's at. He's the youngest of eight, and the spread to the next of kin is 18 years. So he comes from a very large family. With that being said, Eric, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate the opportunity. So my professional experience actually started out in Wall Street in investment banking. I worked there for a little over 9 years. And then I leveraged that experience to get into the real estate sector, where I got involved in several startups. One you mentioned was the online real estate brokerage, a mortgage company, and a few other startup businesses over the course of a period of 8 years. And right now I'm working with Hubzu, which, as you noted, is the first effective online real estate platform where you can buy and sell properties. Since 2009, we sold over 100,000 homes. And I'm also working closely with owners.com, where we're allowing consumers to sell online.
Talk to us a little bit about Hubzu, and what does it mean when you say, or I repeat, first effective online transaction? Like, what does that mean in English?
Yeah, basically what that means is, you know, unlike other sites out there, any of your users today, or listeners rather, can go online, they can search for properties, and there's various sites they can use. And I'm sure there's a few that are pretty consistent across all of them. At the end of the day, the difference between us and other sites that are out there, anytime you see a property and you view it, or if you decide not to view it and you want to make an offer or bid, you can actually make an offer online and do the entire transaction process through a seamless, efficient method. So you can actually, for example, if you see a property on XYZ Street, you can make an offer on that property online and start negotiations.
And are your buyers typically investors or are they owner-occupants as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the demographic is really split between investors and folks that are buying it as their primary residence. So we have a really good mix and a strong following. We have over 400,000 users that are on our site that are registered. And we have a very pretty active investor base that are, again, searching for homes, purchasing homes, and buying properties.
I'm putting myself in the mindset of an owner, you know, primary resident, and I would want to see the house. So how does that work with buying it online?
That's another great question. It's really the same process as you would through a traditional method. So you can still reach out to the listing agent or work with a third-party real estate agent to actually take you to that property to view the home. So you can still have an agent accompany you and you still have access, the opportunity to view that property. The difference is when it comes time to make an offer on the property, you can go to HubZoo and make the offer, facilitate or start the process.
What did you learn on Wall Street that you're applying to real estate?
Well, I was on Wall Street. I worked in leverage finance. So I think it's just a very sound financial background, especially when I got involved in some of the startup adventures I was involved in. And then with real estate, you know, making informed decisions, being able to conduct due diligence, being able to analyze a transaction, a deal, and assess the risk. And then at the end of the day, really stay focused on the end game. So I think that was helpful for me.
So Eric, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Well, there's a wealth of advice out there. And I think you've done a really good job informing your participants or listeners on all the things they should look for when buying and selling real estate as an investment or as an asset. But I think one of the biggest things I would recommend is leveraging technology, using technology to either search for homes, to manage your portfolio, or for asset disposition or selling property. So, for example, at HubZoo, you can, as we mentioned earlier, you can search for homes and you can transact online with owners.com. We're finding that consumers love that platform or home sellers because not only can they sell, but they can sell on average save 2-3% by paying a fixed fee and still have access to the MLS, have broad market exposure, ease, efficiency, control. So again, I would just recommend, leveraging technology.
When we talk about leveraging technology, what's something that hasn't come out yet, but you think in the next, handful of years will be readily available or prevalent within the industry?
Right now in the marketplace, you're seeing elements of everything being done. So there's folks that are automating the mortgage process. There's other companies that are automating the selling process, the buying process. What you haven't seen is anyone really take all the elements of a transaction and automating it in one centralized platform or mobile application. And I think over the next 6 to 12 months, or even the next 2 years, in the short term, you'll see something like that come out. I can tell you right now at HubZoo/owners, we're working on some exciting things along those lines.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, I am.
First, a quick word from our sponsor. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Best ever book you've read?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Why is that the best ever book?
I think it gave people an opportunity to look at real estate as an asset they could use to generate wealth and have money work for them versus working for money.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Best personal experience I had was launching my own business after investment banking or businesses in the real estate sector. It gave me an opportunity to touch on every aspect of the business from sales, marketing, business development, human resources. It was an invaluable lesson.
What specifically did you learn from it?
Specifically how to be able to be resourceful, forward thinking, and to continue to leverage all aspects of the business in order to achieve your goals.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Stay focused on the end game.
Best ever deal you've done?
Selling my real estate and mortgage company in 2009.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
I'm excited about the future of real estate and how technology is changing consumer behavior and how it's driving efficiency.
best ever way you like to give back?
The best way I'd like to give back is to be able to contribute back to our community. Right now I'm involved in several nonprofits, and with regard to real estate space, you know, getting involved in forums like this.
Best ever quote?
Stay focused on the end game.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in business or real estate?
The biggest mistake I've made in real estate was actually overspending on my primary residence on renovations.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, I think we let our emotions get too involved, despite being involved in having building a portfolio. We specifically within the upgrades we made, including the kitchen, bathrooms, we bought an older home, getting caught up in that process. The good news is, we're obviously cash flow positive. If we ever needed to rent it, we have equity. But at the end of the day, I didn't apply the discipline that I would have towards an investment asset.
Eric, what's the best ever place to reach you?
On Twitter, Eric Eckhart, ericeckardt, at Eric Eckhart.
Eric, thank you so much for sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners and talking through not only technology now, but where you see technology headed in the buying and selling process, and how you mentioned that nobody's really doing the automating, the mortgage, buying it, selling it, a full 360. But you all at Hubzu are working on some pretty interesting things, and you currently have some really interesting things to help the buying and selling process online. And then, also the kind of the cautionary tale of letting the emotions get involved a little bit when you're doing your renovations on your primary residence and overspending. So really, keeping that in mind whenever you are renovating, whether it's for your primary or even a fix and flip, which, we've talked about a lot before with fix and flippers. So thank you so much for sharing your best ever advice, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.